Hare Krishna. So should we have a break for 15 minutes now? So for this 15 minutes, I'll say something. So the responsibility of a spiritual master is to become the transparent via medium. Not only a medium, but transparent. Transparent means which doesn't hold anything back. You know, in light, there are different concepts, transparent and translucent and opaque. The objects that do not let the light pass through at all is opaque. It's called opaque. I'm sure this is basic physics. Everybody studied that in school. The object, when it doesn't allow the light to pass through at all, is opaque. The object that allows some light to pass through, some light, that is called translucent. And the object that allows all light to pass through is called transparent. So, there are three types of people also. Some people, they do not allow anything to pass through them, meaning they just hold it for themselves. They think there it is mine. They don't consider that actually everything belongs to Krishna. The reality is Ishavashyam Idam Sarvam. Ishavashyam Idam Sarvam. Everything belongs to Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of God. So if everything belongs to Krishna, then what should you do? Shouldn't you offer everything back to Krishna? Because it belongs to Krishna. So devotee is a person who acts with that consciousness. Ishavashyam Idam Sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna, therefore everything must be given to Krishna. And a devotee acts on that understanding. And a materialist is an opaque personality. He thinks everything belongs to him and he holds everything for himself. He gives something that are related to him. He holds it, but he extends his selfishness. A person who acts on that consciousness is called selfish. But he gives out there some degree of selflessness, but that is also an extended selfishness. He gives it to his family members. He gives it to his distant relatives. He gives it to his friend, or he gives it to his neighborhood. He gives it to his nation, and so forth. But that is extended conscious selfishness. Selfishness has been extended too based on his self. He doesn't act with the understanding that everything belongs to Krishna. That's the difference between a materialist and a devotee. Devotee knows that everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore he offers everything to Krishna. Therefore, a devotee only can be a via medium, because nothing holds, nothing is obstructive. And the more transparent he becomes, the more qualified he becomes. So who is a pure devotee? What is the meaning of a pure devotee? Pure devotee is a person who offers everything to Krishna and holds nothing for himself. At the initial stage, we may not offer everything to Krishna. We may not be completely transparent, but at least we are translucent. At least we are not opaque. We are translucent. At least something is going through us to Krishna. But when you keep on acting with the proper understanding, then we become more and more transparent. And the ultimate consideration is absolutely transparent. Nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Krishna. And that is the basic principle of spiritual life. Idam Krishnaya na mama. It is for Krishna, not for me. With everything we must act with that consciousness. Everything belongs to Krishna, not for me. And when we do that, then what happens? When we act with that understanding, when we act with that consciousness, then what happens? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Proprietor, when you offer everything to Him, does He take it away? No. Jatkincha jagatam jagat. Isha vasyam idam sarvam tena taktena bhunjita. Isha vasyam idam sarvam jatkincha jagatam jagat tena taktena bhunjita magriha kashva shidhana. When you offer it to Krishna, then Krishna offers it to us as this prasad. Krishna is already giving everything to us. Where do you think all the food that you are eating is coming from? Do you think you are buying the food with your money? Go to the middle of the Sahara Desert and use all your money just for a small piece of cucumber. You can give millions of dollars, you won't get it. Go to the middle of Sahara Desert, try to get a glass of water. You give billions of dollars, you won't get it. And you think that you are buying everything with your money? Do you think money can buy everything? No. Krishna is giving it to us. With His wonderful arrangement, He is giving everything to us. Yes, we need water. And how Krishna is supplying the water? We are, water source is there, the reservoir of water, the huge body of water is there in the ocean. Actually in this earth planet, 3/4 of this planet is water. But that water you cannot drink, the ocean water. And then you are in Madhya Pradesh, how far is the ocean from here? At least 1500 kilometers, if not more. First of all, you are so far away from ocean and you can't even use the ocean water. Now consider what arrangement Krishna made. He made a wonderful arrangement for distillation. The sun is making the water to vaporize, to evaporate. Pure water with the sun rays, with the heat of the sun, it is evaporating and it is forming the cloud. Then the cloud is transported from the ocean to the midland. And then it is condensed and comes down in the form of rain. Isn't this how water is being supplied everywhere? Now tell me, who made this arrangement? Who made this arrangement? Did the Indian government make the arrangement? Did the American government make that arrangement? Did the scientists make this arrangement? Who made this arrangement? And you call it accident? Yes, go ahead, make it, call it accident. But then, when there will be an acute shortage of water, then I'll ask you, why don't you, by making some accident, make some water to come down in the, and supply all the water? Let us recognize the simple fact that Krishna is providing everything for us. Yes, we need food. Where are you getting the food from? Are you getting the food from the shop? Or are you getting the food from supplied by some big grain merchant? No. Just consider how the food is growing. A grain, a seed is falling on the ground. With the rainwater or with the water and with the rays of the sun, it is germinating into a seedling. It is growing into a plant. And then there are so many grains in that plant. That is our food. And each grain has a possibility of growing into a plant. And in those plants there are innumerable grains. And in each grain there is a plant. Now tell me, who made this arrangement? At least we can declare that Krishna made this arrangement. How do we know? Because the informations are there in the scriptures. And the scriptures are giving us very scientific, very authentic information. Everything that we need is being supplied by Krishna. What about air? What about oxygen? Where are you getting the oxygen from? Without oxygen, can we survive? With food, we can survive for a few days. Without water, we can survive for a few days. But without oxygen, for how long do you think you can survive? The most essential element for our survival is oxygen. And what is happening? Yes, we are inhaling the oxygen from the atmosphere and we are giving out carbon dioxide. Now if the process continued, then at some point in time the whole atmosphere would have been filled with carbon dioxide. There wouldn't have been any oxygen left. But did it happen? No. We are giving out carbon dioxide and the trees and plants are taking carbon dioxide and giving out oxygen. And as a result of that, there is no scarcity of oxygen for us and there is no dearth of carbon dioxide for the trees and plants. Now tell me, who made this arrangement? Anyone who has a little bit of intelligence, little bit of common sense, and thinks about it a little deeply, after he comes across the proper information, he'll naturally become convinced that yes, it's Krishna who is supplying, it's Krishna who is providing for everything. So let's recognize that fact and express some gratitude to him. That Krishna, I'm so thankful to you that you are providing, you're supplying everything that I need. Therefore, let us recognize that everything belongs to Krishna. Everything belongs to him, and with that consciousness, with that understanding, let's offer everything to Krishna. Because Krishna is already giving us everything that we need. Why should we worry about anything? Krishna has given us everything that we need. Now let us offer everything to Krishna with the understanding that everything belongs to him. In this respect, Prabhupada gave an example. Prabhupada told us that there are three kinds of people. And he gave the example is one kind is he sees a bag of money, a bag full of money is on the road, lying on the road. Hare Krishna. A bag full of money is lying on the road. So he picks up the whole bag and walks away. Isn't that there some people who act like that? They come across a bag full of money, they pick up that wealth and walk away. There is another kind of person who sees that the money is lying there on the road, and he considers that this doesn't belong to me, so he doesn't accept that. He lets it lie there. He doesn't take that. And then there is another kind of person who considers, who sees that the money is lying on the road. He opens the bag and finds the address of that person who the money belongs to, and he returns the money to him. So there are three kinds of people, right? Now out of this, who is the best? The one who sees who it belongs to and gives it back to him. He is the first class. The second class is one who sees that this money is lying there, but it doesn't belong to him, so he doesn't touch it. That's the second class. And the third class is the one who just sees the money lying there, he picks it up and walks away. So similarly, let us consider who everything belongs to and let's offer it back to him. In reality, who does everything belong to in this nature? Everything belongs to Krishna, as I was pointing out. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. So let's become the first class people. Let's stop being the third class. Third class person is a thief. He sees that it doesn't belong to him, still he takes it away without any consideration who it belongs to. Now consider, everything belongs to Krishna. And without recognizing him, if we just keep it, if we just take it, what is our situation? Do we want to be a person like that? Obviously not. So let us recognize that everything belongs to Krishna and offer it to him. And that is the meaning of being the transparent Vayamya. Transparent. Nothing should stop. Nothing should hold. If we can't be at least transparent, let's at least become translucent. If we can't offer everything, but at least let's develop this consciousness and offer something to Krishna. And try to cultivate the consciousness that ultimately we must offer everything to him. And then only our life will become perfect. And that is the responsibility of a guru. A transparent via medium. Nothing stops in him. Everything is offered to Krishna. And then, those who surrender unto him, surrenders without any hesitation, thinking, realizing that it will go to the right place. And therefore, at that point, he is prepared to offer everything to him. Therefore, when you treat me as your spiritual master, when you treat me as your guru, I pray to Krishna that I can become transparent. And whatever is coming, whatever you are offering to me, I can offer it to Krishna without holding anything back for myself. That is my earnest prayer to the Supreme Personality.